today we conclude our celebration series. Memorial Day weekend is a big celebration weekend across our country. So in some ways it seems appropriate that this is the way we conclude the series. Schools are letting out for the summer, pools are opening, and some fashion gurus say it's now appropriate to wear white. I didn't know that was a thing. More than likely, each of us will join in weekend festivities somehow. But I want us to take a few moments to embrace the reason for Memorial Day and how we as Christians might view the celebration. As we mentioned earlier, Memorial Day honors the men and women who died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. On this day, I feel it appropriate to come to God giving Him thanks for the blessings we experience because of being able to live in this country, as well as bringing before Him the ones who have died fighting for the freedom and also their families. We've done that here. We've recognized them by name, the ones that we said out loud. I encourage you, as we go throughout the rest of this weekend, long weekend celebration, that we continue to do that and that we remember those families as well. I've felt led this morning, while we have in the forefront the celebration of Memorial Day, I ask that you would allow me the latitude of viewing today's scripture not only through the lens of Memorial Day, but through overall experiences of death and suffering that life brings to each one of us. My focal statement, if you want to look in your bulletin at the top of the notes, it says, "Suffering and death are a part of our life on earth. God will use it for His purpose and comfort you through it." Again, suffering and death are a part of life on earth. God will use it for His purpose and comfort you through it. Now, of course, for us to fully experience God's purpose and comfort, we have to be willing to open ourselves to Him, to open ourselves to His love, to hear what He says, and to follow His guidance. Now, I believe I can make a pretty convincing case from the get-go right here as to why it makes sense for anyone who's not already done so to make Christ central to their life. So if you haven't already done so, I hope you'll hear me this morning. I have a question. Is there anyone here who has experienced the pain, the loss, the emptiness, or the fear of death? Is there anyone here who has experienced the pain, the loss, the emptiness, or the fear of death? If you have not, and I'm pretty sure most of us have, more than likely you're very young, and it will not be long before you fall into this category as well. Perhaps one of the greatest gifts anyone receives at a time like this, a time of death, a time of suffering, one of the greatest gifts anyone can receive is the gift of compassion. Compassion in the world we live in can be a very vague term. But I want us to look at it today in more detail, particularly in the context of Scripture. The scripture we read today says that God is the Father of compassion, the God of comfort. The definition of compassion, if you look it up, says something similar to this. It's the ability to understand the emotional state of another person or oneself. Compassion is the ability to understand the emotional state of another person or oneself. Now I ask you, is there any being who can possibly be more compassionate than God? Of course not. God created you. God loves you unconditionally. He knows every trial and struggle you have ever faced, you are facing, and you will ever face. God knows your hurt and your pain. Does it not make sense that God is the one who best understands your emotional state? God's presence in our lives gives us hope. It gives us perspective. It gives us strength. And it gives us these things not just to get through the experience of death and suffering, but to realize its value and to move forward. But we'll talk about that in a moment. God always, listen, God always desires to be with you when you're going through the most difficult struggles of life. But if we allow Him to be a part of every day of our life, not just the struggles, it'll be easier to receive the comfort He has to give us on the most difficult days of pain and loss. You know, He's not going to give us anything any different. God loves us, and He gives us everything He can to help us in the midst of the struggles, the death, the suffering, the trials, the tribulation. He will give everything He can to help us through that. But I'm telling you, if we connect with God on a daily basis and understand who He is and relate to Him, when He gives that to us in the midst of those struggles, it means so much more. We understand it. We comprehend it. We know what to do with it. So I encourage you to recognize the God that loves you every minute of every day and to embrace that. And then there is a benefit that's pretty beautiful. One of those beautiful things about experiencing God in the midst of our suffering is that when we are doing that, we're then able to convey similar compassion to others in the midst of their suffering. That's a big deal. There are a lot of people around us that are hurting, that are in need, and they don't feel connected to God. They don't think they have access, even though they can. But they will reach out to us. Compassion is more than caring for and wanting to help others. That's the vague term some people use. But in terms of today's scripture, in terms of who we're to be as Christians, in terms of understanding compassion connected to God, it means beginning to have a totally different perspective when it comes to how we perceive others. Sharing the compassion of Christ with others means seeing them through the eyes of Christ. You'll begin to see and understand things about that person that you're burdened for that go beyond your own personal experience with this person, even beyond your own personal experience in general, even beyond the relationship you have with this person. This type of compassion is powerful and life-changing. But we have to realize this level of care for others is not about us. It's about God's love for that person. We're allowed the honor of being the vessel through which He conveys this love, this care, and this comfort. God, through the Holy Spirit, will use you in unexpected situations to say unexpected words to provide unexpected comfort. The reason it's so unexpected was because more than likely neither you nor the person that you have compassion for will imagine that you could ever have done that. You know why? Because you can't. Only God can. But it's a beautiful thing when we're so connected to God that we understand the burden that God has for those around us. And then we see that burden in such a way that we're then equipped to be used by God to meet the needs of that one that God loves so much. You know, when we really connect with compassion, I'm going to take this to another level that's going to be difficult for some of us to understand, but it is likely that you may even have the opportunity to minister to someone who's harmed you in the past. Here's how it works. Instead of assuming that the reason someone has done something to hurt you is because they're selfish or inconsiderate, you allow God to reveal to you a bigger picture. A picture of the challenges, the hardship, the pain in the life of that person. This will not justify what they may have done to you, but it gives perspective that can allow you to show genuine compassion meet a need, and perhaps even mend a friendship. That is Christian compassion. I mentioned at the get-go, there was value in suffering. There is value in death, and that's a hard thing to hear. And it's not something that I'm likely to say in the midst of a funeral, because it's not something that a person is able and ready and willing to swallow at that point. But I want you to hear this right now, because all of us are going to face death. We're going to continue to have suffering, and I want us to be aware of this truth. Now, I'll come back to Memorial Day for a moment. Being that this is Memorial Day weekend, we do honor the fallen soldiers. And it's very disappointing to me to think that anyone might go through this weekend without giving thought to the sacrifice that's been made by so many. But I believe it would be just as disappointing to do only that. These men and women did not die for the sole purpose of having us mope around and reflect on their death. They died so that we might have freedom and embrace the opportunity to believe that they believed to be worth their life. It's good to both remember and to celebrate. Now, this is true not only for Memorial Day, it's true for our everyday experiences as well. No one escapes the pain of death and suffering, the hardships of life. These things are not intended to define us, but God does use them to shape, mold, guide, direct, and hear me, even bless us. Death is a part of the process of life. As believers, we embrace the truth and gift of life on this earth as an opportunity to serve God. Death is a bridge, and oftentimes I've even seen it as a friend that allows us to cross from this life to the next and enter the physical presence of God the Father. I want you to hear me. Because for some, we still live like death is an enemy. And there was a time when it was, but Scripture says that when Jesus Christ died on the cross and was buried and rose again in 3 days, He defeated death. He defeated Satan, and it no longer has a hold over us. And so death cannot harm us. Death is a part of life, and for all who believe, death truly is a bridge between this life and the eternal life in the presence of God that He desires us to have. Which one do you think is going to be better? What we're living now, or when we get to heaven? Death is a bridge that takes us from this place to that one. And so you can see how I've been in the presence of faithful people who embrace death, not with fear, but with understanding that they're going to a place where they will be in the presence of God their Father and the Savior, the Son who died for them. And that's an exciting thing. Now, that doesn't mean that in the midst of death it's not appropriate to still struggle with the pain, to still struggle with the loss. That's a part of being human, and we are to do that. We're to be honest about those feelings. But the thing is, we need to allow God to be a part of that. And so through that, they become so much more than just difficult feelings. They become experiences that inform us on another level of who God desires us to be. Have you ever been at a funeral where people were so happy that except for the way they were dressed and where it was, you might have a hard time believing it was a funeral? I have, and I loved it. It was a celebration of life. It was a coming together of people who loved and cared for each other. And yes, there was even talk of what was yet to come. Everyone there realizes not only the past, but also the future is brighter because of a life well lived. how we face death today has a lot to say about how we live life tomorrow. But the reverse is true too. How we face life today has a lot to say about how we will embrace death tomorrow. Jesus says to us in John chapter 10, verse 10, I have come that you may have life, and you may have it how? Abundantly or to the full. That's how God wants us to live. And I don't believe when he says that, he just wants us to live it that way when we're having a good day. I believe God wants us to live our life abundantly every single day. And he has the power to enable us to do that. Finally, I have another question. I enjoy asking questions. How many of you plan to hang out and have an amazing Memorial Day party tomorrow by yourself? God did not create us to stay to ourselves. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go to find the biggest party in the burg. You may get much more joy out of hanging out with a few friends around the grill. My point is, you can't have a party by yourself. And we cannot live the life God desires us to live without sharing it with others as well. We are to share, according to Scripture, we are to share in each other's suffering and comfort. God created us to be a part of each other's lives. I want you to hear one more challenge from me today. If God brings to mind someone who is suffering or having a difficult time, consider reaching out to them today or tomorrow. Seek to see them through God's eyes. He just might want to use you to bring about a change that turns mourning into celebration. That being said, I also want you to be honest with yourself. Remember that definition of compassion? It talked about understanding not only emotions and what others are going through, but for yourself as well. If you're struggling today, if you're having a hard time, don't wait for someone else to come by that's going to help lift you up and encourage you. God brings people like that, and we're thankful for that. But as believers, we don't depend on that. We depend on God. And God is with you right this moment. And God wants you to live that full life. If there are chains that need breaking, if there's pain that you're experiencing, God wants to come into that in a way that you are different before you ever leave this building. And then the world is going to try to take those chains and put them back on you, and there are going to be lies that Satan's going to try to put back in your head to make you think that what you experienced and what you heard and what you felt today wasn't real. But that's a lie. Because the world, and Satan in particular, tells us lie after lie after lie. And if we hear them long enough, even though we know they're lies, we begin to believe them. Don't go there. Allow the God of compassion, your Father, to change your life today. I'm going to ask our musicians to come forward. Caleb, we need to lower the screen because I know that Come As You Are is a song that we're going to sing from the screen. And I want you to do what this song is saying. Brian and I have talked. This is a song Brian's been wanting to have for an invitation for some time. Not because he thinks they're going to do some great job at it and you're going to pat him on the back. In fact, he doesn't want you to do that, I promise. But this is a song that challenges us to come as we are, not pretending to be somebody we're not, but laying it all out there and saying, God, I don't know what to do with it. God, I'm hurting. God, I don't know the next step, but I know that you can help me. And to just let that be. and see what God has to do. And I don't know what God's going to do. It may be that you sit there with God and God just wraps His arm around you. It may be that God takes you by the hand and leads you to a beautiful, wonderful, brightly lit place. It may be that God points you in a direction of somebody that's hurting, somebody that you've hurt, somebody that's been hurt by you, somebody that you don't even know about. But if you come as you are today, I promise God will take you somewhere you haven't been yet. Let's stand together and sing, "Come as You Are."
Sinner.